So here's the answer to the question, what's the difference with the law of attraction? I would say the law of attraction is the beginning. They have some ideas that are powerful and good, but there are a lot of missing links. That does not mean that it does not work. There are a lot of people, since The Secret came out, did that, and a lot of people get amazing things happening, but a lot of people had nothing happening. And if you would scan it, more or less, my statistics are more than 80% stopped. Stopped affirming, stopped visualizing, stopped with the vision board because nothing was happening. So there are major gaps in the way the law of attraction was portrayed to us. So I call it the kindergarten of quantum. It's the beginning. One of the most important things in quantum is about who do you become. It is not about what you want. It is not how big your success is going to be. Who is that person that's living the life that you're dreaming of? That's number one. So that's going to be already in the first module. And then how do I become that person in the easiest and fastest way possible? And we have collected techniques upon techniques to become that person. So that's the main difference, is that in the law of attraction, I would say number one is your ego, because most people focused on possessions, big villas, big houses, I want this car, and still in America, you get all these millionaires trying to seduce people to follow this system, and you see them standing next to the Ferrari, to Rolls Royce. That is so ego-based, right? Now, there's a second movement in America, and that's happening now, that most of the more awakened people are all also giving to charity. So we know that with most of our friends now, they all have a charity that they want to give to. There's a change happening right there. So that's good. But the more we give, the more we receive back. The other thing is we're teaching you techniques like downloading, quantum jumping, things that don't exist, the different timelines, the multiverse, how to use your mind to influence that. All of that is part of quantum, and all of that is missing in the law of attraction.
Well, the Rykov method we also have teaching Rykov in the first module.
It goes on and on and on.